And 6:06, it is cloudy, 17 degrees in Tulsa. The wind makes it feel like it is one above. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. We begin this morning on State Capitol Watch, where lawmakers take up regulations regarding e-cigarettes. Our State Institute's Dr. Joel Netzkin says vaping bans are not needed.
My report specifically recommends that you do not ban use of e-cigarettes in non-smoking areas. There's no reason to impose that restriction.
American Cancer Society medical officer Dr. Leonard Lichtenfeld says it's really too early to say that.
Tell you that electronic cigarettes are good. I'm not here to tell you that electronic cigarettes are bad. I'm here to tell you we don't know.
Governor Fallon has already banned e-cigarettes on state property. Meanwhile, at the Capitol, the state school superintendent presents her budget request for the upcoming year. Janet Barisi told lawmakers yesterday that education needs an over $80 million increase.
Our request for next year is $1,919,019,250, and that is an increase of $81 million.
She says funding is needed to address the reforms that she says is benefiting Oklahoma school children. Tulsa Congressman Jim Bridenstine visits Broken Arrow in the middle of the buzz about who will replace Tom Coburn in the U.S. Senate.
Bridenstine's visit was not an announcement he will run for Senate. It was a congressional forum hosted by the Chamber of Commerce. However, Bridenstine isn't saying he won't run either.
Something that I'm weighing, it's something I'm considering. I'm not ruling it in, I'm not ruling it out. We're just methodically taking our time and determining if it's an appropriate course of action.
At the forum, Bridenstine talked about his work on a tornado forecasting bill, his belief in Russian aggression, last year's government shutdown, and immigration reform. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
In a related story, 2 days after announcing his plans to run for the U.S. Senate, James Langford brings his campaign to Tulsa. He spoke to the Tulsa Rotary Club yesterday afternoon. He's pushing his conservative platform.
Conservatives have increasingly grown more and more frustrated and caustic when we should be more committed and more focused. The problems we face today in the gridlock in Congress will be solved with a clear set of conservative solutions, a commitment to do the work, and Senate transformation.
Langford is relatively unknown in this part of the state. He's been Oklahoma City's congressman since 2011. Well, the power is back on this morning in Sand Springs. About 800 PSO customers lost power on the west side of Sand Springs last night after a grass fire damaged some utility equipment. Armed officers flooded part of the OU campus at Norman after reports of shots being fired yesterday. After a thorough search, no gunman was found and no evidence of shots fired was discovered. OU President David Boren says a faculty member heard what sounded like shots and reported it, leading to a text warning to shelter in place.
All the personnel involved acted in a very professional way, and they operated with great speed in getting on location and making sure that if we had had a person and we had had a shooter, there would have been an amazingly fast response.
Boren says the system in place to warn of possible danger in situations like this worked as it was intended. Our weather forecast, a wind chill advisory in effect for us today. Strong north winds and bitterly cold. We will have a high of 23. Tonight, clear skies. Those cold temperatures hang with us down to 6 for an overnight low. And tomorrow, windy with an elevated fire threat and a high of 41. National Weather Service radar is all clear this morning. Now, at 6:10, it is cloudy, 17, with a wind chill index of 1 above. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.